this email I got kind of threw a little ripple on things, but as a reminder, even after declaration of feasible provider, at any point in time thereafter, if another alternate vendor was to be brought to light, then this would be tabled and we would go out for bid. And we had long discussions about that too, the sheriff and I, and he wants a PO started on it.
Well, I mean, I guess we can declare it as a sole source and then still ask questions and just not allow the purchase.
Yeah.
Because it would have to be an agreement for the $8,000 and change, $8,840.66. So maybe at any time we can get the ball rolling, but still have time to ask questions before we approve the purchase or the agreement.
If we declare it as a sole source, what's your next step? Does it give this other vendor time to come in? Is that what you're saying? Or no?
No. And once this is declared sole source, then he actually has a quote. He has some written documentation from this vendor that he would pull the trigger on. My next step is to notify the sheriff, and he notifies this vendor that the purchase has been approved. Then we go into contract.
That's the way I was understanding it.
We'll just get with Sheriff Russell and see when we can all meet.
Table it then?
Yep.
We don't have a specific time, so we'll just re-agendize. We'll be here all week for budget, so we can add it on Wednesday, or we can add it another day.
I'm happy to say I won't have Thursday or Friday. Thank you for that.
Well, we'll be here Tuesday, Wednesday.
Okay. We'll be here Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, so we can.
Tuesday and Wednesday works. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Maintenance discussion regarding animal control.
Plumbing issues out there,
mm-hmm.
And if I'm wrong here, you can step in. I showed him where we'd hand dug out there and exposed some pipes up behind the building, and where we're getting to, where the block we thought is, and we discussed this morning that we think we should go in and remove some of the dirt and gravel out there and simplify the plumbing in the back and put some clean outs on each run of the actual pound of each pin outside of the building so we can actually clean one run at a time, keep it from less chances of getting plugged up going through
there. Where's it getting clogged up, inside the building
it's
or outside
going
the building?
Outside, it's going from a 3-inch to a 6-inch,
right?
But there's a lot of bends in it, and we can eliminate part of those to make a straight run down to a wide pipe where the main pipe is that we had ran down to the lift station.
So when it comes into the 6-inch, is it a 90 into it, or is it a Y?
Right now,
yeah,
there's some 90s.
There's some 90s.
Just short 90s.
More of a sweep.
Yeah.
But we believe the blockage is right where it comes out of the building under the foundation.
But if we do it this way with the clean out, we shouldn't have to break any concrete.
Oh, that's what, because
we
talked about.
We've got room right there to put the clean out and then go with it.
And how many each run?
There would be four.
Four.
Yep. And then there's one that actually comes out on the end that comes from the front. That's the one I was explaining that has a clean out on the right hand side, so it'd be five lines.
That's from 3-inch, five spots.
It goes from the front of the building, a 6-inch to 3-inch in the back, and then it comes
back
into six inches.
Mm-hmm. Do you think the 3-inch line in the building will be fine then after we kind of fix the 90s on the outside and have cleaned
out? Eliminate a bunch of 90s, it should be.
There's quite a bit of stuff outside. Once I exposed it and dug it up, that we don't think that needs to be there.
Were we able to get to what was blocking the Roto-Rooter from going there? Was it a toy or?
That we believe it's where it turns and comes under the foundation and comes out from the 3-inch to the 6-inch.
Okay, so far what he had pulled out was hair and everything, but that blockage where he couldn't get through,
He's pulled out all kinds of stuff out of there. And the time before last, it was a toy of some sort. It was a ball and some rope, and behind that was hair. He got through it. And this last time, he's having problems getting, as he comes down through the pins into the back to go outside. When he gets out here to the edge, he's not getting through. There's a blockage there, whether it's from where the sewer comes down and hits and starts backing up. And it needs to have a sweep there so it can come out and go this way instead of coming out of the pipe directly into the plumbing that's outside. So we believe the blockage is coming for when it comes under the wall out into the plumbing outside from the 3 to 6 right there.
So we just need to go out there and you're just going to take like one of the little 308s out?
Yes. I talked to Scott about it. Would you guys want us to do the plumbing or have a certified to do it or how?
Something like that, I'm assuming our maintenance can do.
Yeah.
Because we did the entire sewer line. I mean,
right. Okay. Well, so, I mean, we should have the abilities within the maintenance department to do that.
The old part has the bigger line in it, correct? This is the new part that was built on that went to the 3-inch.
The front all has 6, and it goes back to the piece that's built on, that's 3. And then it comes out of the building, out into the outside is 6.
Mm-hmm. So, but if we've got a straight shot on that 3-inch coming from the pins, like where the...
Yeah, the pins are like this. They come down, and then they turn back and go to the end.
So that's where we...
Well, straight shot plus adding a clean out.
Yeah, that way we can go right in and go right up the problem instead of trying to work our way
around it.
Yeah.
Right.
So the maintenance is going to use the road and bridge not to help you? Is that the...
That's what we were discussing.
Okay,
here.
Gotcha.
It would be an operator and a machine.
Yep.
They
okay.
could provide somebody in the ditch.
Sure.
Okay. Don't have a problem at all.
And then we need to discuss the
heat
for the cat rooms.
And the back building, isn't it?
In the back building. We need to have that unit checked.
We have an agreement with an HVAC company, do we not?
Yes.
Have they been out there to look at it?
Not. We just found out that the back one doesn't work.
Okay. I'm assuming we would have, that's who our agreement is with, our contract's with, and we're out there, it's still county owned. We own the building, we own the...
The one in the cat room.
What about the two single rooms, yeah?
Yeah. It's not working at all, right?
Well, they've never had heat. The one lady told me that she's never had heat since they've been there to those rooms. They've had small heaters that they brought in those rooms. The one that I went and checked out was a heating cooling unit like they have in a motel, which has no longer been working because someone at the time hadn't cleaned the coils out on it and burned it up. That was probably during the air conditioner time.
So let me ask you this. Whenever it happens in one of our buildings over here, what's the normal procedure?
We can buy me and her, she come over with me and we discuss the...
What's your normal procedure over here?
We just call it.
You call your HVAC company that we have under contract, they come out, they make a recommendation, and you guys do it.
Yeah.
Why is this different?
I don't have an answer.
I just follow the same procedures there that we do here.
I think his question is, did you want to spend that much money on the replacement unit?
We don't know what we're going to have to, we don't know yet what we're going to have to do. So they need to get out there to tell us what we need to do, and then we can make a decision from there.
Didn't you say someone had looked at the unit and it was burnt out?
We did.
The wall?
Okay. The wall unit is, yes. The one that hangs from the roof, no.
Is the roof one a gas or electric?
It's electric. I'm pretty sure it is. The only thing I think on the propane is the dryer and the hot water.
Hot water, yeah.
Okay. So then you're going to have the professionals to look at it and make their recommendation to us on both units.
And then we can go from there, because we, I know that there's a group looking into what needs to be done to the facility to make it, so yeah, we don't want to double spend. So,
right, well, that's kind of why I didn't want to
But we still need to have them tell us what we can't go, that's not going to happen until February, March at the earliest, so we still need to make sure we have heat in there.
Okay.
So I would find out their recommendation and then get back to them.
Get back to you guys.
And knowing that winter is coming on us, so they'll, I know how quick you are on it, so you'll get on it right away. I know that.
Okay. Another thing in there, where those units are on the walls, I'm sure there's cold air coming through the units that's there. Can I go ahead and remove those and cover that on the wall?
You want to do that? You want to put some sort of plastic film up until we can...
Yeah, I can do that for now until...
I would just do something more temporary than...
Okay. Because the last time I was in there, it was cool, so...
Yeah, I'd seal them up pretty good.
Okay. All
right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Does that, at this time, take care of every issue that's there that we know of?
As far as I know, yes.
Thank you.
Prescription Drug Monitoring Program User Agreement number 17-127 CM.
Good morning. I'm here just to answer any questions you might have.
I have a letter dated November 8, 2017 from Mr. Cotty. He's reviewed the proposed user agreement with the St. Louis County and approved it to form. The agreement provides for the participation in the program to monitor the prescribing of scheduled controlled substances. The term of the agreement is for 3 years, commencing the date of execution, followed by 2-year renewals by agreement. Either party may terminate the agreement at will. Fees for participation in the agreement are set forth in Exhibit C. The fee schedule specifies an annual fee of $1,796.55 unless a grant to cover the expense has been obtained. And I guess there's been a grant that has been obtained, and no fee will be due until at least October 1st, 2019.
There is a 2-year grant in place. Okay.
St. Louis County?
Yeah.